Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Yitro. This week's Parsha is named Parshat Yitro after, of course, Moshe's father-in-law Yitro. And Rashi, in the second Rashi in the Parsha, tells us that he had many names, and his name Yitro comes from the fact that there is this additional section in the Torah related to the advice that Yitro gave Moshe. In this week's parasha, it describes that Yitro noticed in the middle of Perek Yudchet, beginning at Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Torah tells us that Yitro noticed and saw that Moshe's behavior, specifically his judicial behavior with Kal Yisrael, was completely impossible to maintain. Moshe did not delegate, Moshe did not appoint any judges, and he literally sat there, says the Torah, Vaya'amod ha'am al Moshe min ha'boker ad ha'arev. And the Torah says, "Vayar chotein Moshe it kol asher hu oseh la'am, vayomer ma hadavar hazeh asher ata oseh la'am, madua ata yoshev levadecha v'chol la'am nitzav alecha min boker ad arev." Yitro says, this I had just read, that was Yudchet Yudalet, and continuing, Yitro noticed that Moshe, it's impossible. How can you stand there and have Bnei Yisrael come one after the other? Moshe describes exactly what happens, and literally Yitro says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayomer chotein Moshe elav lo tov hadavar asher ata oseh. It's not good. Navol tibol gamata gama amazeh asher im. You can't do this alone. Navol tibol. You're literally going to fall apart, disintegrate. And not just you, Moshe, but if it's you, it's also the whole nation. You can't do this. And Yitro, therefore, makes a recommendation. Pasuk Yotet, Ata Shema Bekoli Iatzcha Vihi Elohim Imach Heye Ata La'am Mul HaElohim Veheveta Ata Et HaDvarim Ela Elohim. Listen to me, listen to my advice, and you, Moshe, you're going to be the chief justice. You are going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. But you have to appoint other people. You have to appoint other judges, Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meot, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asarot. They're going to judge lower level, so to speak, smaller. Davar HaKaton Yishpetuheim, they're going to judge smaller judicial matters. But you, Moshe, you're going to take, so to speak, the harder ones, the stronger claims. And the Torah tells us, Perek Yud Chet, Pasuk Chavdalid, Vayishma Moshe Lekol Chotno, Vayaz Kol Asher Amar. And he did everything that Yitro said to do. And one can suggest, and one can ask, and many Mefarshim do ask the question, how can it be that we have Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi in the history of the world, the one who is, depending on whether you hold Yitro came before or after Matan Torah, the one who is or the one who did receive the who's about to receive the Torah or who already received the Torah. Stay on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, not eating, and not drinking. How can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu, chosen to receive the Torah, that he didn't know this? This seems, excuse me for saying it, pretty simple to understand. How can it be that Moshe did not know this point? There are many beautiful answers to this question. I wanted to share only two of them, because they are both incredibly beautiful and they can teach us so much, but also because they are literally opposite answers. So I wanted to share two answers to this question. How can it be that Moshe did not know what Yitro knew? First, we'll go with the Abarbanel, Dan Yitzchak ben Yehuda Abarbanel. He died in the early 16th century. He says the following. He maintains that Moshe knew everything that Yitro had suggested. Yitro literally added nothing to Moshe's plan for the Jewish judicial system. Moshe knew that he could not continue this way, and his behavior was only temporary. Says the Abarbanel that once the Torah would be given, the Torah would tell Moshe to set up a system of judges. However, if that's the case, why do we have Parshat Yitro? Why do we have Yitro telling us all this advice? Why do we have Yishma Moshe Lekol Chotno Vayas Kol Asher Amar? Says the Abarbanel, once somebody comes to help Moshe Rabbeinu, once somebody comes to help Klal Yisrael, we give that person credit, even if the substance of that assistance is superfluous. Abarbanel says, using the language of the Abarbanel, that Yitro's advice was actually, this is the language of the Abarbanel, he literally, it says the Abarbanel, he ate unripe fruit. In other words, in a pejorative sense, Yitro jumped the gun. Yet, as I said, when somebody helps Klal Yisrael, we give them credit. Credit where credit is due. And the Abarbanel supports this position with a variety of proofs, as the Abarbanel often does in a lengthy discourse on this on these psukim. I'm speaking about the Abarbanel here in Yudchet. The Abarbanel gives another example in the pasuk that I just quoted. The Torah says in pasuk Chavdalet, Yudchet Chavdalet, Vayishma Moshe lekol chotno, Moshe heard all that his father-in-law had to say. But the rest of the pasuk, Vayas Kol Asher Amar, says the Torah, Vayas Kol Asher Amar. Moshe did what Yitro said, but not because of what he said. He knew it already. And yet, this is a lesson in Hakarat HaTov. Sometimes we know things, and sometimes we feel things, and sometimes we've already made decisions in our mind. However, when somebody does something nice for us, when somebody cares for us, when somebody goes out of their way to help Klal Yisrael or us personally, we do everything we can to have that favor, that advice, that assistance, not be forgotten. An example which the Abarbanel does not give, but it's a similar idea, and there's many, many examples. The example is Kiddush HaChodesh. We learned in Parshat Bo, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Beit Din has to wait for two witnesses to come and to testify that they saw the new moon. The Mishnah tells us that we know that we only need two witnesses. You only need two witnesses to testify the new moon. But the Sanhedrin did everything they could to encourage people to come. So first of all, there was a chatzer in Yerushalayim called Beit Ya'azik. And Beit Ya'azik was a place where Edim were able to come if they saw the new moon. And before they were interviewed by the Sanhedrin, they would sit there and they would get free food. And it was very comfortable and it was very relaxing there. And the Mishnah says explicitly to encourage people to come. And not only that, but even if, let's say, for example, the first pair of witnesses were accepted. Let's say they were accepted already. Says the Mishnah, we nevertheless interview every single witness that comes to Yerushalayim, every single witness that comes to testify. And the reason is clear. I mean, it's simply we want to encourage them the next time. If I schlep all the way from Beit Shemesh or Haifa or Ranana or Beersheva or Eilat because I saw the new moon and they don't take care of me, of course I'm going to go back to my community and tell my friends, you saw the new moon? Don't go. It's a bother. They don't even need you. No, we need you to come. That's a practical reason. But there's always also a Hakarat HaTov reason. You came, you schlepped out of your house, out of your place of business to come and testify for the Chodesh. We're going to acknowledge that. Thank you. And this is what the Abarbanel says exactly the Torah does in the case of Yitro. That is one answer to the question. Of course Moshe knew. But we have to give Hakarat HaTov, we have to give credit where credit is due. There is another answer. Again, there's many answers, but I wanted to share another answer, which is literally the opposite. And this comes from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He died in the middle of the 18th century in Yerushalayim. This is Chaim, Rav Chaim Ben Attar, known as the Or HaChaim or the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He has literally an opposite understanding of Yitro's contribution. He maintains that Bnei Yisrael did not know what Yitro had to say. He maintains that Moshe did not know what Yitro had to offer and to contribute. Exactly that. And as the Or HaChaim says, what would be the reason for this? Says the Or HaChaim, V'nire ki ta'am hadavar hu leharot Hashem et Bnei Yisrael hador hahu v'chol dor vador. Ki yesh be'umot gdolim behavana ubahaskala. There are many people, says the Arachaim, what would be the reason for us to get to, how could Moshe not know? Says the Arachaim, it was to show that generation and to show every generation beyond that there happen to be geniuses and wise people who can give advice in a whole variety of disciplines. In this case, it happens to be a judicial advice. But there are wise people and great people in every generation, in all nations, Jewish and not Jewish. And we have to learn from them. And we have to take their chachma. It's not Torah. It is chachma, though. And take their Torah. And not only that, it's to show us that, it's to show us generation after generation that Bnei Yisrael's Kedusha does not stem from an inherent superiority in genes or a superiority in brain power. We were not able to devise such a system. It took an outsider. We needed outside help. But our special qualities come from being chosen as Hashem's Am Segula, to be Am Amlechet Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. As the Midrash Eicha tells us, there is definitely wisdom to be learned from others. Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. And the special qualities of Bnei Yisrael is not because we're smarter than anybody else, and we're not stronger than anybody else, and we're not larger than anybody else, but it comes directly from our connection and devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from intrinsic or innate superiority. There is much to learn from the world. We have to, of course, but to do so in a careful way. We can't, God forbid, learn anything wrong, and we can't learn anything dangerous, so to speak, dangerous to our bodies and dangerous to our neshama. But we do recognize that there's Chachma Bagoyim. Tamin, we have to believe that there is Chachma Bagoyim. And remember and to realize and to recognize that our greatness does not come from anything being better at this and being better at that. It only is because we are Mamlachat Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh and due to our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So either whether it comes from Hakarat HaTov to people who don't contribute anything to us substantively, or whether it comes to the opposite, that we absolutely, says the Or HaChaim, we absolutely did learn from Yitro. Baruch Hashem, we have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May that connection grow and strengthen. Have a Shabbat Shalom.